begin the current daf and set the shvus daf mimdal. We begin on the base. Begin tesmat. Begin the gemara. The base of Amis says kishem esacha. Yes, Allah kolay shem esacha. Says when time we can say wait. I'm reading Rishon. The gemara says Rishon of chub chesam and av. Hamud and no mechaveri. Someone is prohibited from as a vow from having benefit from his friend. Says the halacha mutlut kolay with kias mitzi. It's still blow from the shayfer on Rosh Hashanah. And by mudah hanom in the eye, and if someone is permitted to have a benefit from a spring, mutl little by tefillah shemitzah, a lot of table a tefillah shemitzah. Vamai, why? Hamas hanel of Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, you're having benefit. The chashle v'achish k'shemesach. That's exactly why I consider shemesach, because when you're doing this mitzvah, you don't have to give money to a poor person. Yishem Tesis, he says, no, the Shani Shema Aveda or Mashkin. So watching an Aveda and the Mashkin is different. They come upon him many times, she's asking, but you're busy, Lashat Chalitzarka, to go ahead and spread it out, because you have to take care of it, let's near it, to put it away. You put the Malit in law, you're going to be off the hook from giving to the poor person. Abul Hasim over there, Yachal Chavim, the Kibbutz, the Tzvul. Definitely a person could try to focus to that, the Tekir Shepa and the Tabling should be B'mokim Shalom Yabashem Oni by Sashah, when there's no pauper coming, so then you won't be violating the Nether, and that's why you're allowed to do it. Gnurek says, to begin with the Gemara, but Malvatzachal Mashkin. That's what they're disagreeing about. Everyone holds like a view. The question is the Mamba Tzarech Mashkin. Says to the Pesach, because Rashi explained, meaning, what does it mean he needs the Mashkin? L'shtamash, to utilize it, and thereby, Menachem Nechayev, the Meishchiris HaMashkin, he keeps on detracting the amount of the debt by utilizing the collateral. So you had the Amin Paragomna, like the Gemara says, B'Metzidah Peyim Abeis, Seich Ad Mashkan Nishaloni, a person, the lender, could go ahead and rent out the security of the poor person, Nishayin El Kamesh Avid Labalim, it's essentially paying him back. So that's like you need the mashkin. So that's the question is, are you still doing a mitzvah or not? But Ben Chanan Pirish, he explains differently. He said, Sort of mashkin means she'in the rich lahalvas lebele mashkin, that he needs the mashkin. So he said, I'm not lending unless there's a collateral. So it says, because now that's difficult. The Atim Shem Hachi is saying, because of that, la mitzvah kavah, that makes you not doing a mitzvah, and therefore you're not going to be a shem esachar. Why is that not a mitzvah? Just because you want to have some security. He says, Mat begins Gemara, Elav, rather, Keneged Chayvoy. We're talking about the amount of the debt, but Shmuel come up with a disagreeing. In Shmuel's halacha, obviously, that would that go for the like cancel out everything. Now, even though that the one who does not hold like Shmuel gabi over the mashkin, when you lose the mashkin in the mavsi, you don't lose that off like a negative mashkin, even correlating to the mashkin itself. Hacho, however, mekamokam negative mashkin, but at least it correlating to the mashkin in the mashamet. Everyone agrees that it's not going to cancel because the gabi avedam by a lost object. Vade keeping the lesli the Shmuel, you don't hold like a Shmuel. Not the mashkin in sheyavsid. You're not holding on the mashkin to lose. In other words, that Veshmita, you're not going to Mimshamit connected the Mashkin. It's only by Veda that he thinks he's not going to lose, because since he doesn't hold up the Halacha Shmuel, for sure he's not holding onto the Mashkin to lose in a situation where it's going to get lost. But in contrast to Shmita, at the end of the day, he has the Mashkin by him and he doesn't have to be Teveya, so Shmita is not going to Mimshamit correlating to that amount. Hanalok Shvuas Hadayin, which I return to you, the sixth parak in Masechtas Shvuas Hadayin with Taisin, and I begin the seventh parak, parak Kol Nishbon, which Taisin says, Ve'il Nishbon Menet L'chol, the Mishnah says, and these, they swear and they collect. Says Taisin, Taim, it's a wonder, because the Lechash of Ahidit Nan L'el, why don't we count what we said in Dachman Gimel? We said, Mi Nishba, who swears Mishnah B'Kod, that's the one that has deposited by them, L'mai Demukil La Sebe D'Resha, at the end that we explained it's going to save the Resha. Which is the one who's collecting. Chalani did not the command, but also that we have on the next daf that Memheim and Alpha begins Ksubasa, if a woman has become an Ksuba, Ve'ed Echad, Me'idah Shepruah, one aid saying it is paid, which the one who's collecting has to swear. But like, you cannot answer, oh, the Tan Vishai that we said and we left out, Kim the Tani Ve'elu, you said Ve'elu, because I mean Perikam and the Kedushan, that Tazam and Bez, when you say Ve'elu, means specifically these. So it says, you could say is Lechashav Elahanushen Kenegdin Ruul Leshava. Right. Here the list is only for those that are not fit to swear. Then we go and we put onto the other one. But we're not saying every case that it's Nishbam and Nightly. Then it says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Skablu Mehen Din Zahav. The words of the Mishnah that, where he says, you already received 25 out of the 50. That's how Rabbi Yehuda holds, is when we say this halacha. Now, mashmash shu chafei din kesef. Sounds like, okay, that a din zav is 25 silver coins. That's because that's what we're saying. It's made of mixes. Like, sounds like half that he's admitting to. B'chanam mucha behedin, that's how it's obvious, explicitly b'resha zav, nikmar b'metzid of memdalma base. It says, b'kosh rabin tam. Now, this is difficult rabin tam. K'teich nishtanu kol kach. How did the price of gold change so much? The akh shabin zalkuk shal zav. Yesim yud zukukim shal kesef. Then now, you don't have that it's more than 10 times, and there it's 25 times in the times of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. So, Ve'emir Ben Tam, it says, the din is of Av Mishal Kesef. that the golden dinner is, it was thicker than that of the silver. And therefore, it was double the amount. So now it's 10, then it was like 10, 20, 25. That it was different in its thickness, so it's not just the value, it's also because it was thicker. But the knockout from the fact that it says in the Shtayr, that talks about if it remains like the thickness of a golden dinner, when the spleen gets a hole. But you see that we're picking specifically gold because it has a thickness. And therefore it was worth 25 because the gold is worth 12 of silver. Okay, the Muchach Bagad, the Shmolek is obvious from the Medrash and Yalka Chemaini, the Parach Kraya Adadi. So therefore, since it's 12 and double of that, it's around 25. As there's a contradiction in the Pesukim, because the Basebe Shmol and Shmol Beis, except it says Gabi Gurin Arabna, that it was Kesav Chamishim Shkol, it was 50 Shkol. Over there, Yamim in Aleph, except Shikli Zav, or Sheish Meis. So what was it, 600 or 50? So Perek Basad, the Zvachim, and Afkab Tezayim, and Beis Mishan, the Gemara, Allah, the Gemara answers on this. Shagav Mekal Shevet Nun, they collected from each Shevet 50, which altogether made 600. Abba Medrash Mishan, but the Medrash answers, Shano, Shanos Lai Shesh Meis Shikli Kesev, 600 silver shkalm, Shein Nun Shal Zav, which is 50 of gold. So you see, it's 12 times the amount. And the Pasuk in Shmuel is saying, Kesev Kol Kach, Shein Nun Shal Zav, it's so much silver that was 50 of gold. Yamim or 600 from silver, Nun Shkolim Zav, which are 50 golden shkolim. Dahan Yud Bischalakim, which is 12 parts, and again double of that is going to be 25. Now the dinner, Yasser, the extra dinner, I'm Rabbeinu Tam says they would give that as like just to even it out, like to weigh it over a little, because the Muchel Perikish Bchalik, like this obviously Nigmar B'Chayus Tav Nun Namanav Gabi Pidna Ben. Redeeming the firstborn son, the Kama says, "Yovel dinner, the mezavne mechafei zuzi dal zuzi b'shtusa." V'hanach lepinya ben, and that's for the pinya ben. Now, v'hashta amayle Kama dal chumsha de zuzi b'shtusa. Hainu chumsha, that's the fifth. El mishum dahu zuzi shlohaya el lehechra. So just to weigh it out, maskeres v'fnas we mentioned independently. B'chim achiach berkam neshkolim dal v'dal menaf de hechra is echad mechafei as 1 out of 25. The mefarish b'masnitin. So that's why we're saying this extra, because we just said it's 24, because 12 times 2 is 24, so what's extra 1? That's the lehechra, because we said kamo kolben, which they had to give when they exchanged, you know, for the machzah shekel, from a shekel chamarim, they say chatzi mo, and now machzah shekel, yud beis mois, the shekel, the krohu selo, and so therefore you see that this number of this extra zuz. Mashallah chacham, this that the sages say, in erichan of chavim and alv, leitin selo punyi l'chol shana, Lapoy the Bezer Chaim Sayim, Shu Punyan Yisal Nunch Column, Hakos of a Kral, Lemem Teshanim, they said Punyan Lebola Hecra, that's not coming for Hecra, and look at Selapunyan, Mishum the EF Shalat Samsi, you just can't be precise. For Lame Selapunyan, Chosamashu, Shla Oya, Oila, Sakhazar, and Yisa, Pachas Mishlish Pruta, so that's what that's for, but that's what we're saying, but the Hecra was the Zuz, and therefore that's where you get the number 25 of a golden dinner for that of one silver one.